Ladies and gentlemen, today we have Aaron Oxier and former NFL player Evan Twombly from the Celebin Sports Division at Williams Luxury Homes in Scottsdale, Arizona. They're going to be talking about how you can bring your real estate business on into the future using video in 2020 and beyond. Just to give you a little background, Aaron was somebody that I came across back when I had my mobile billboard company. I was trying to find new clients, trying to get them to advertise on my billboards on the Las Vegas Strip or in local areas, hyper-local areas here in Las Vegas. He was a real estate professional selling high-end clients, high-profile properties. And I was like, this would be a great fit. We actually interacted on Facebook back then. I think it was 2009, 2010. Just give you another reason to make sure you're on social media, because it wasn't the billboards that introduced us. It was social media initially. And, you know, I hit him up. He hit me up. He was like, yeah, this would be a great idea. You know, why don't you come out and shadow me for a day just so you can see how my business works? So I'm like, all right, cool. I need to do whatever I can to maybe get a new client. This was around the time when I was thinking about selling the business. Things weren't going well in the partnership, and I was kind of on my way out, but giving it one last try. I didn't end up getting him as a client, but I did go with him to shadow him in his business just to kind of learn about what he was doing and see how we can incorporate that possibly into the mobile billboard advertising campaign. But this is where I needed to share this story with you, because I go out with him and he's with a client I'm shadowing. He introduces me as someone that might be working with him in the future, and he's previewing properties with this client to help them land a high-rise condo unit. I think we went to the Martin. I think we went to Panorama Towers and maybe even Sky. And after each showing, he would tell me to, like, he would hand me his camera and he would ask me to film him. And he would do a recap of the showing. He would do a recap of what that building has to offer. And I just thought it was the strangest thing. I felt uncomfortable. I was like, what the heck? People are walking around here. They're looking at me. They're looking at you. I feel awkward. And it was like my first experience when it came to video and real estate. And so fast forward a little bit. You know, I see that he's doing some new things in the Arizona area, and we reconnect on social media. He's like, hey, I see you got your show. And I'm like, yeah, I see you got some new things going on. He just recently relocated from, a Keller Williams up in Montana down to, a new group in Arizona. And we're like, hey, you know, you want to come on the show? I always remember that story of that first experience with me in video and real estate, and he was part of it. So you guys, I think you're going to enjoy this. I do have to apologize. I swear I'm going to figure out how to do good audio. I have the mic. I had it hooked up on Zoom. I made sure that the mic was input. Maybe I just wasn't close enough to it. I don't know, whatever. I'm going to figure it out. You guys, take a listen to this show. I think you're going to enjoy it. Let's roll the intro music.
Social Agent Secrets.
So the big question is this. With all the new technology like big data, AI, and automation disrupting the real estate industry, how are real estate agents and entrepreneurs like you and I supposed to survive, evolve, and thrive in the future of real estate sales? How do real estate entrepreneurs like us, who are spending money out of our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our expertise and services and things that we believe in out to our ideal clients? How do we use digital marketing to gain their trust and turn them into actual clients? Those are the questions, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Fee, and welcome to Social Agent Secrets. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode of the Social Agent Secrets. Today, we have got some amazing guests joining us. We've got the president of the Celebin Sports Division at Williams Luxury Homes, Sterling Fine Properties, and the vice president of that division as well, Aaron Oxier and Evan Twombly. I wanted to say thanks for joining us today on this episode.
We've got some amazing details and strategies and tips and tactics that we're going to dive into. But, you know, we'll start off with you, Aaron, because you and I go back to, you know, over a decade ago, it seems like, maybe 8 to 10 years ago. One of the things I wanted to have Aaron on this episode for was kind of talk about his story and how I was introduced and where he's taken his business using social media, using video specifically. There's a quick story that I wanted to drop here about how, you know, when I was first thinking about getting into real estate and I had my mobile billboard business, I went around with Aaron for a day and saw how he was very professional with his clients. And then he would always do a recap. He handed me his camera. This was years ago, and said, "Hey, just shoot this video, because I like to do recaps of what I'm doing in my day." So I got a lot of insight from him that day, and I wanted to bring him on because I feel like he could give our audience a lot of those insights too. Along with Evan, you know, you've been doing some amazing thing. I've been following you on social media as well. We definitely want to hear from you and your story and how you guys are both using video specifically and social media to grow your luxury real estate brand. So Aaron, you know, tell us about how you got started and tell us why you think you're using video and social media so frequently in your real estate business.
Well, I mean, today, I like to say 2020 plus is the greatest currency is attention. And where's that attention? It's online. Is loaded with all kinds of different information in different verticals, if you will, realtors or car salesmen or dime people who sell jewelry, et cetera. And so the online consumer is bombarded with information, right? So the greatest thing you can get today as a real estate agent is attention. And the best way to get that attention is to, by refusing to blend in, then the natural good and healthy side effect is to that you will stand out. And so I'm a big believer in being yourself and being authentic and doing something differently and rewriting the real estate vocabulary, if you will.
Absolutely. 100% agree. Evan, tell us a little bit about how you got started in real estate and how you're adopting the same type of techniques as far as using video, social media, and just basically real quick, how you got started.
Yeah, so I started back in the East Coast. I knew some friends who were investors in real estate properties, and they asked if I just kind of wanted to join with them, do some fix and flips. We sold some of them, you know, we rented some out, and I kind of just fell in love with the lifestyle. You know, just seeing different architecture, you know, I just fell in love with everything with real estate. And, you know, I dabbled trying to find tenants and, you know, try to find buyers just by doing like print articles, things like that. And it was so few and far between that I would actually find a tenant or like, my reach wasn't that good. So we ended up making videos and, you know, they got to see who they were doing business with. And I think from there, it just kind of skyrocketed because people could actually see who they're going to work with.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things that we always talk about here. And just like you mentioned, Aaron, in this day and age, people want to know who they're working with. Yep. And, you know, why do you think video is the go-to medium as opposed to like just pictures and text to describe yourself and what you're doing? What do you think it is about video that is really helping people set themselves apart as far as attracting their dream clients when it comes to their real estate business?
Well, me and Evan talked about this in a video we made recently, is that with automation, machine learning and AI becoming stronger and stronger in our industry, one thing that it can't outdo us in is it can't out imperfect us. Mm-hmm. And it really started with millennials, but it's spreading to other generations where people want to know who they're working with, and human beings aren't perfect. And I just find it with automation and everything, it can be programmed to be as great at it, especially how strong it's getting, that it can be programmed to be really, really good at things. And so I like the fact that by making video, you're being your authentic self and you're not sitting and taking a million takes. You do it and you put it out there and you're yourself. There's never been a greater time to be human. This next decade, being that we're in the fourth industrial revolution, is easily could be the by 2030, we probably won't recognize the world as we used to know it. So one last thing I want to add on is that if the first industrial revolution offered, let's say, a lot of people a small increase in ability to earn income, and then the second industrial revolution maybe doubled that, but for less people, and the third industrial revolution, let's say quadruple that, and for less people, the fourth industrial revolution has the potential to exponentially increase it and exponentially shrink it. So there's going to be very few people who get it and understand the psychology and the technology. And I mean that both of the psychology of the people as well as that technology of the algorithms, and also the psychology of the algorithms, because they're starting to have the ability to analyze, and the algorithms are actually very appreciative of authentic content.
Yeah, so having video, and when you say can't out imperfect us, that means that showing up, being authentic, being ourselves, and putting ourselves out there, because there's really no way to duplicate what we're doing right now through AI. Like, you can't have all three of us on a computer generated video doing these types of videos, right? So people, when right. they see it, they know it's authentic, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, big right. time.
They
yeah.
know it's not a canned email, because like there's no way it could be, because we are ourselves and we're making this video. Evan, real quick, you've transitioned from the East Coast over here on the West Coast. You guys are both heading up this luxury brand that you've taken over and have this new strategy for growing. But before all of that, when you were first getting started with transitioning from print or trying the new method that you say you tried when it came to video, what things maybe mentally held you back from doing your first video, or what was going through your mind when you were starting to do your first set of videos? Did you have any uncomfortable feelings, any fears, anything that you felt like you had to just overcome and just do it anyway?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually a good point. I know that when I first started doing videos, I just felt uncomfortable because I haven't been doing that. You know, seeing yourself on camera, talking on camera, you like the first one, the first five even, you might like feel as though you have to have every word perfect. You can't stumble. And that's what Aaron talks about, authenticity. It doesn't matter if, you know, you don't pronounce every word correctly or if it's not the cleanest video, because people just want to see you. And I think they really value seeing who you are as a person, and you're not some robot, you know, everything's perfect. So as soon as I really got comfortable in on camera and I kind of just took some of the weight off my shoulders of trying to be perfect, that's when I really felt like my videos flowed a lot better, and I had a lot more reach and a lot more, just a lot of my audience was actually starting to tune in.
Yeah. So like people, they've gotten smart, you know, they can tell, if it's authentic or if it's just some fluff that you're putting out there, and people tend to engage more when they see that
right.
you're putting out real organic video content. What about you, Aaron? I mean, were there ever any times that you struggled in the beginning with starting to do video, or were you always just confident when you first saw it, you knew that this was the way to go and you were just like all in?
No, I'm all in, because, you know, I studied acting from the age of like 10 till I was 28. And you know, I've done some acting parts, and then, you know, my appearances on mainstream media, I've probably made up like over 30 in mainstream media, everything from Fortune to Forbes and, you know, New York Times, you name it. I was a regular on CNBC for a while. So no, I've always liked the camera. So that never held me back, but I will caution people. The number one thing that stops them from making video is that they're so worried, especially disruptive video, Danny, and to your audience, where you're speaking a different language, where you're reinventing the wheel. When us as real estate agents, we've always been taught, don't reinvent the wheel, that's dead. So the bottom line is, yeah, reinvent the wheel. So what agents are afraid of, though, is that they're going to get a lot of poison darts shot at them, because they're going to be like, no, you can't say that, or that's not the way. That's that is the test. You got to be able to accept and see that as a sign that you're doing something good. And, you know, there's nobody who's ever changed the world that didn't get feedback galore. But when you start getting good at changing the world, you're going to get it even more. So stop worrying about what people say. Stop giving value to what people think of you or say to you, both positive and negative, because I call it the double-edged sword. For me, when I blew up in Vegas and got really successful and was getting all this attention, everybody's praising me. That raises the ego. And then you also have all the people saying, just kill yourself. Literally, I would get messages like that. Or that was dumb. Or, you know, hey, you're posting too much. Or this, that. And then your self-confidence goes down. I would caution people to know yourself and to own up to your wins and losses and value your presentation on what you know about yourself and be yourself, because there's no two copies of you. My old acting coach, I studied with her literally from like age 10 to 28 years old. And she said, you know what I love about the student part of the acting industry, Aaron, is that you all have two eyes, one nose and one mouth, but not one of you looks or sounds the same. And that's a beautiful thing. So please, everybody, be yourself. I promise you that you're worthy. And for the older people out there, like, you know, I'm 46 years old. A lot of people our age, my age and above, and even 35 and above, think this is a young man's game or a young person's game, I should say. And it's not. We all can do it. Everybody can do it. So don't be intimidated and value yourself internally.
Absolutely. That was huge. Those were amazing words of wisdom. And, you know, I've always thought about those types of things in my head, but how to articulate it, you did it perfectly right there. So I appreciate that. Evan, you know, what would you say to new agents out there who might think to themselves, yeah, I'm okay with doing video, but I don't know what to talk about. Like, what do I say? Like, I never really sold that many houses before. What would you tell them if they're having those kind of thoughts running through their head?
Well, Aaron and I always talk about this. You know, we're not just trying to like sell the house, sell the home, but we're trying to sell a lifestyle. And we want to bring somebody, you know, if they're looking for the golf course lifestyle, if they want the nightlife, you know, lifestyle, like show them, make them or help them picture themselves living that lifestyle and how that home's going to help them with that lifestyle. You know, the typical, this is a 4-bed, 3-bath, 1300 square foot home, like that's dead. You know, that's everybody, every realtor is talking like that. So if you can actually make the person envision themselves in that home and raising a family in that home or just, you know, creating life with their partner in that home, that's what's going to help you sell properties. It's not the boring, you know, it's got a big backyard, like help them
Here's
see
the
their
kitchen.
Future. Right. Exactly. Right.
Really? Like
if you can open their eyes to what that property, what that home can bring them, that's when you're going to start selling homes.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense too, because, you know, the things that you're saying to stay away from are kind of like logical, you know, instances or logical stats or statistics about the property, right? Instead, try to paint a picture and tell somewhat of a story to actually bring emotion into it.
Absolutely. Emotion is the biggest key.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like there. Let's say that you take a brand new luxury listing. How are you using video? I know that there's a lot of professional presentations with drones and walkthroughs and things of that nature. I mean, I know those things are important too, right? Or is it all just imperfect video walking through the house and telling that story? How do you guys mix that up? And when do you decide to bring in a professional to present your properties? And do you ever do a mix of both professional presentation and also maybe just, you know, a point of view walkthrough of those?
So I would say, yeah, that there's definitely room for a mix. Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you have to. For me, I really enjoy making videos about inspiring other agents and how we give back. Evan and I, me as a former actor, him as a former athlete. So the bottom line is that we really like making videos that inspire. But what I will say is yes, drone footage and professional presentations. Also, I would say talk to your client, right? and see what they're comfortable with as well. And another cool thing, an idea for some people out there is really what's also becoming popular is agents who are making videos just about their journey as a real estate agent. So maybe they're traveling around, they're, you know, you guys out there in Vegas, you know, I practiced there for what, 13 years, Danny? Yep. So the bottom line is like, maybe let's say like my day is full of going to a few listing appointments in Summerlin, including at the Ridges, maybe one at One Queensridge Place, maybe one down by the Strip at Panorama Towers or Sky Las Vegas, and just really showing like not just listing presentations, but stopping by one of them or showing one of them and just showing like your daily life as an agent. And so the properties themselves aren't necessarily the primary focus. It's more of like the Beverly Hills Housewives, right? It's like you're showing your day, like boom, the phone ringing, and the properties are seen in the background, and you start becoming really well known as this person who has access to this type of inventory. It doesn't have to be luxury. It can be whatever you specialize in. Yeah. And so I think hyper local content is the future, because, you know, as things get more and more automated, the enemy, if you will, is going to have a lot of market share of these larger sectors, such as Summerlin. But if you're constantly making videos about the high-rise product on and around the Strip, or you're making videos about the Ridges or a different community or just the Paseos Village, okay? And the different villages of Summerlin, you start going hyper-local. And in the future, we're thinking that within a few years that we'll become more like concierges, and you'll be able to show your the audience that you're a true knowledge. I don't like the word expert, so I'll just say a true knowledgeable person or agent or professional in those individual areas.
I hear you. That makes perfect sense. So I love how you say documenting your journey, pretty much, because that's what we focus on all the time. That's what I started doing from the time I got started till now. And that's what has brought people through the journey. And in turn, you're educating people on what's right in the market, not just with any specific listing, but the whole neighborhood. You know, anything that's happening in and around that area that people really want to know about. Those are all deciding factors on purchasing in that area, right? So that's great advice as well. And I really appreciate you sharing this information with us. Is there anything that you can recommend for people to get started? I get this question all the time. I'm sure you get it too. What platform should I be using? Where should I be posting these videos? You know, what's the best place to be spending my time if I had to choose one or two of them? And Evan, if you want to jump in on that, and also Aaron, you can add to that as well. What would you say to someone who asked that kind of question?
You know, I think you should share wherever you can, you know, any social media, Facebook, the Instagram. Something that Aaron and I are doing really heavily right now is LinkedIn. And that's a very untapped market. LinkedIn's an excellent place. I think there's 4.5 million people that use LinkedIn daily. So that's something where we can make a lot of contacts. You know, we can share our stories, share, you know, our journeys, connect with people. And it's not as, what's the word I'm looking, it's just not as heavily used as your Facebook. So every time you go on Facebook, you're gonna see all these ads for realtors and things like that. You can actually make true personal connections on LinkedIn. So that's where I spend a lot of my time.
Okay, great. LinkedIn. And that makes perfect sense. You've got a lot of business people there, right. A lot of professionals on that platform. And we've had a gal that we interviewed on this platform who focused on the same thing. So that makes perfect sense. What about you, Aaron? What would you tell someone who says, where should I be spending my time? Should it be on stories? Should it be on, you know, posts? Should I do IGTV or YouTube? What do you think? Answer that question. Like if someone asked you, you know, I want to do video. I don't know where to start. What platform should I choose if I had to choose one or two?
So it depends on the type of content you're creating. And I'll talk about right now, and I'm gonna again, project it to in a couple of years in the future so I can help everyone listening or watching to future-proof themselves. So right now, YouTube is a better place to basically do your longer form content. YouTube likes 5 minute long videos, you know, or more. And it wants you, YouTube wants people to stay on their channels as much as possible rather than going to different channels, if you will. Whether that's a social media, another social media network, or whether it's CBS or ESPN. So they like long form content, and that's where you could upload your videos about the properties and stuff like that, or educating. There's a lot of people doing videos about a whole professionally edited video about this village, or I'm talking going back to Summerlin again, yeah. But that's where I, you know, lived for 13 years and really sold real estate along with the strip. So do individual buildings, et cetera, just using that as an example. But then you could do like your behind the scenes stuff to Instagram. Okay. So you could do like the behind, you can break it up to the different, because Instagram likes these, you know, 1 minute, they have to be 1 minute or less videos for the most part. And at least for loading to your main timeline. And the thing is that that could be quick little outtakes and showing your personality. Like the other day, I don't know if you saw, but I made a, there was a video where I was going to film like something talking about the Celebin sports division of what we do. And there's a ping pong table in this property of ours. And I hit it, and it hit the cameraman right in the forehead, the ping pong ball. And we both just started laughing. So that was a cool video to upload. It's still relevant content. It shows personality in that, you know, you're not some boring suit and hi, my name's Joe Agent and I service all your real estate needs. LinkedIn obviously is massive. They have redone their algorithm. It, people are comparing it to the to what Facebook used to be. And then for future proofing, I would say to really start learning about voice SEO, because that's the future as we all start talking to our devices more, Siri, Alexa. Just wait until there's an AI upgrade with them. But if you go do a search by text, like Las Vegas luxury homes, and see what comes back, and then you go do, and I'm talking about typing it in, and then you do the same thing, hey Alexa, you are speaking more of a human language. What's the top luxury properties in Arizona or in Las Vegas? For me and Evan, it's Arizona. But the thing is that you speak differently. So what the search engine spiders are looking for those voice results is an entirely different mathematical usage of those key phrases, if you will. So voice SEO has the potential to make you superstar. A lot of people are not even watching video. They're turning on closed captioning and then they're playing it in the background while they're all multitasking and they're reading the closed captioning. So that's also something to take into consideration moving forward.
Okay. That's all great information too. And I've seen that myself. You know, sometimes when you type certain things in, I'm hearing that Google is going out and using their AI to basically identify words on podcasts and videos to bring them to the top on that first page.
True.
And even have audio clips of podcasts or Alexa flash briefings. So I definitely am with you and totally agree with you on voice as well. So one of the things we say here at Social Agent Secrets is that we believe that the most powerful tech in your real estate business is the digital version of you. And it sounds like a lot of the stuff you're saying aligns with that. So it's not only just video, but also voice can be the digital version of you as well.
I like your saying. That's yeah. Great.
Yeah, that's our bold statement here. So, you know, I just wanted to, I think we're going to wrap it up. I wanted to thank you two for taking the precious time out of your day to even come onto the show, share your wisdom, share your knowledge. You know, if there's any listeners, a lot of them are real estate professionals, loan officers, and they want to reach out to you. Maybe they have questions or possibly a referral. What market do you serve? And, you know, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
So we're in the greater Phoenix area. So basically, we really focus on like Scottsdale, Phoenix, and Paradise Valley. We specialize in the ultra high end. We focus on protecting people's privacy. We help people with finding a property that where they can have the type of security that they want. And most importantly is, well, I won't say most importantly, to us, privacy is the most important with our type of clientele. But also being near the kind of lifestyle that they want to be around, whether it's nightlife, day life, golf, et cetera. So I can be reached at 310-729-9904. And I'm very open in sharing with my information. If you haven't seen that, me and Evan are pretty darn open in sharing. We feel we live in an abundance-based mindset that there's plenty to go around. So anybody's welcome to call me. If you want to form a friendship or ask me questions or you need some coaching, if I can, Danny, when I lost everything, you know my story. We'll go into that another day. I learned that I can't be successful in business if I do it for myself. I have to do it for the greater good. So I encourage anybody who needs a little pep talk to call me or they want to, you know, a little of my insider information. And yeah, definitely your referrals.
Yeah. Yeah. And just so you guys know, Aaron has been known to do some of the largest deals in Las Vegas history. So he has a lot of experience when it comes to those ultra high end transactions. So literally take him for his word, reach out to him. Very nice guy, willing to help. And I just remember when you did the same for me. Evan, how about you? What's the best place for people to reach out if they wanted to get in touch with you and possibly send a referral or ask any questions?
Yeah, they can call or text me. Phone number is 480-869-0618. Actually, talking about referrals, I go on a Facebook forum. It's a multi-million dollar luxury listing, something like that. And I pick a new city every single day, and I try to network with three agents from that city and just kind of stay in touch the way I would if they were a client, just building friendships and relationships. And I post my cell phone all over Facebook because, like he said, we're in an abundance mindset and you can call or text me with anything. I'm not afraid to have my number out there at all.
Awesome. That's so good and generous of you two to be open to doing that and sharing. Once again, thank you so much for coming on to the show, sharing your knowledge, sharing your wisdom. We're going to get this uploaded onto YouTube. If you're listening to this on the podcast, please, you guys subscribe, share. If you got anything from this, let these guys know. They're all over social media that you appreciate it. And we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Thanks again for joining us on this episode of Social Agent Secrets. And we will see you on the next podcast or video.
Hey, do you know you want to start implementing video in your real estate business, but don't know where to start? Do you have a desire to start attracting your dream clients and know that crafting your attractive digital agent persona will help you do that faster and more effectively? Well, we've put together a challenge for you and it's almost ready to be released. The Press, Record, and Publish Challenge will be available soon. This training will transform you. Accept this challenge to get into the habit of creating simple daily videos that will supercharge your real estate business with your phone, text, and DM inboxes blowing up with requests from your dream clients to hire you as their realtor. So how do you get started? Go to socialagentsecrets.com and enter your name and email address right now. That's it. We will notify you when the challenge is launching so you can take part in this transformational experience.
Social Agent Secrets.